Hi, I'm Megan Hillica, a grieving mother turned grief coach. I now support, guide, and offer tools to navigate the unthinkable of child loss to other moms who also know this pain. I help you go from empty, lost, and broken to learning to carry your grief and live alongside it. If there's one thing I want you to see, it's hope. Hope that there's life after loss. Hope that there's so much more for you. And encouragement that you're normal. All of this is possible, along with never forgetting or moving on from your baby or child. I'm holding on to hope for you until you are ready to hold it yourself. Welcome to Grieving Moms Podcast. Hey, welcome to another episode. This is Megan Hillica. I am sharing today a workshop, an online training I did, and I want to share it here with you on the podcast. I'm going over three myths about trauma and anxiety that maybe are keeping you stuck in trauma and anxiety. So without further ado, let's get started. I will dive straight into the training. Okay, so if you don't know me, my name is Megan Hillica. I am a rapid resolution facilitator and anxiety coach. Today, we're going to talk about the three myths about anxiety that are keeping moms stuck in overwhelm and stress so that you can finally be the mom you thought you would be and get out of survival mode and into thriving. So you're in the right place if you're an anxious mom who is overwhelmed and stressed out on a daily or weekly basis, and you've been wondering why everyone tells you to enjoy these moments. They go so fast because they certainly aren't going fast, and you don't like how you feel. So not yourself as a mom. You want to be a good mom and wife, but you're terrified that you're ruining your kids and your marriage because your stress, overwhelm, and anxiety keeps you focused on other things besides your children and your spouse. Maybe you've dealt with things like spinning circles at home or unable to get anything done. You can't sleep. You're canceling plans last minute and you don't like that about yourself, or you're trying to control your kids in an effort to keep them safe, or you're getting frustrated at your husband because he doesn't understand how much stress and overwhelm you're dealing with. Or maybe you've noticed things like panic attacks, or how your head spins and you get lightheaded, or you have a tightness in your chest, or your belly is whirly, and you feel miserable with these things. Here's what you get by hanging out with me today. We're going to talk about how and why anxiety can be cleared up quickly so you don't need to spend years in therapy and your life on anxiety medication. I will show you why you don't need any more coping mechanisms. Maybe who came here for a coping mechanism so that you don't need to worry about dealing with anxiety or overwhelm anymore. And I'll show you how to disable anxiety and clear trauma without pain, even if your life feels so complicated and it all feels so heavy and big. So let me be clear. There's some people who this is for, and there's some people who this is not for. This is not for you if you'd rather just talk about your problems, your anxieties, and your past instead of actually doing something about them. If you want to keep your stories and you want to stay stuck in anxiety, that's fine. This is not for you if anxiety is not something you really deal with, if you rarely feel stressed out or overwhelmed. And this is not for you if you're going to get annoyed at me explaining how you get rid of anxiety. And I offer at the end how I can do this for you easily and effectively. So I want to share how the things I'm going to share with you today changed my life. I used to think that anxiety was just part of my life and I had to manage it. After my daughter, Aria, died, I healed a lot of my trauma and anxiety and lessened it with EMDR. And while I still think EMDR is amazing, I can't say it's the way to go anymore because of what I've learned. I spent a lot of time, years in therapy. It was my full-time job. I spent hours and hours and hours and hours and going through all of the things of reliving my trauma in my worst moments of my life. And after all that, I still dealt with anxiety on a daily basis. And at that point, I thought the only way to heal trauma was through many hours and years of hard and painful work, and that anxiety couldn't be fully healed. It could only be managed. So I learned everything about managing anxiety until I heard another lady share her experience of dealing with anxiety on a daily basis. So she went and got this experience with something called rapid resolution therapy. She had a session and she shared that she had spent 2 hours a day in the morning getting herself so she could function and manage because of her anxiety. She had to do her yoga and her meditation and her breath work and all of this stuff to get herself in a headspace so she could function. But after she experienced one session, she didn't need to do that. That 2 hours she got back in her day every single day because she had no anxiety. I was like, what? That's crazy. I knew I had to try this, not only for myself, because I was like telling the moms I'm working with, like, yeah, we just have to manage it. This is what we have to do. But for myself and the women I was already helping, that if this worked, if this was true, I had to know, even though it seemed crazy and impossible. So I scheduled a single session. And after that session that changed my life, my anxiety just disappeared. Not only did I now understand how anxiety worked, I knew how to communicate to that part of mind that was causing anxiety. And suddenly, all of the coping mechanisms that I had learned over the years, all of the work I had done, all of that time, energy, and effort I had done to get myself to be able to function on a daily basis, I no longer needed. I didn't need any of them. I had many odd experiences. I would say it's odd because when you're so used to living with anxiety, it feels kind of weird. It feels kind of like, what in the world? Why is my mind kind of empty? Like, I'm not, you know, my thoughts aren't just racing. I realized I wasn't hollering at my kids as much because I wasn't anxious about their safety because I could see more clearly that they were just fine. Where before I was hollering and yelling at them because I was so concerned about them when they were actually just fine. For example, driving on winter roads with my husband, I used to always freak out. And I've just realized recently this isn't even an issue. He can drive and I'm totally fine. It's not even a problem. My relationship with my husband got so much funner, like way funner, because I wasn't so stressed out, overwhelmed, and anxious all the time. I don't know if you've experienced this, but if you've been stressed out and you've been anxious, and then your husband tries to come snuggle and cuddle with you, like, not interested because I have this. I'm stressed about this. I'm thinking about this. There's no time for connection and cuddling and having fun together because stress, overwhelm, exhaustion, they all take priority over that. But when all of that was gone for me, I had more time. I had more time to love my husband and connect with him. And I noticed how I used to replay conversations with people afterwards. I'd get together, talk, have fun, then I would go home and I would start to replay. Why did I say that? Why did I should have done that differently. Oh my gosh, now they're gonna think that about me. I don't do that anymore. I just like it doesn't happen because I don't need to be anxious about it. I don't need to worry about it. And it's just gone. These are just a few small ways. There's been huge ways all throughout the whole time from that day forward, and even up until now, almost a year later, that I experienced this session. I'm still noticing ways that it shifted for me. And it's like all the things that used to trigger me. So it's like, you know, we think, oh, this triggers me. I have to avoid it. I'm gonna do my life around this trigger now. Those things that sent me into a tailspin before, they're just not on my radar. I'm not concerned about them at all. I almost don't even realize that I don't react to them because they're so like, you know, they used to be like flashing lights, danger, and now they're just nothing. They're not even a big deal. So fast forward to today, right now, I decided to get trained in rapid resolution therapy because I saw such significant results and it was incredible. And so now I have more than 100 hours of training, and I've facilitated hundreds of sessions at this point. And I found something that I've never seen work so well and so quickly with trauma and anxiety and so many other issues so easily, effectively, and quickly. So this worked not only for me, but the hundreds of women I've worked with and helped. And they have also found the experience uplifting, easy, and they've been amazed at the results. So my entire life changed when I tried rapid resolution therapy and experienced what it's like to live a life without anxiety. Now, wouldn't that be great? And trust me, my life and anxiety felt so complicated too. So it's not a matter of if I had it easier or if I'm stronger. I'm not anyone special. I'm just a mom and a human who was wanting to feel better in her life, who wanted to have less anxiety, even though it felt like this is impossible. We have a similar functioning in our brains as humans. So if it can work for me, it can work for you. So let's dive in, shall we? So keep in mind that everything I'm going to share with you today is kind of a way of looking at things. It's a perspective. So as I'm sharing this with you, of course, this is what I believe, but I'm not saying it's a fact. So you don't have to agree with me, but just listen and we'll check in at the end how it applies to your situation. Okay, that sound good? Let's get started. So today we're talking about the three myths about anxiety that are keeping you stressed out and overwhelmed. The first myth is it takes a long time and a lot of painful work to heal anxiety or trauma, if it can be healed at all. The second myth is my anxiety is too big, too complicated, and such a huge issue, and I've never found anything before now that helped a lot. And the number three is I just need another coping mechanism. Just give me another coping mechanism. What's the best coping mechanism to manage anxiety? That's the number three. Let's talk about number three, okay? If you came here for another coping mechanism, you're about to have a shift and a change that's going to be amazing. So let's talk about number one. It takes a long time and a lot of work to heal anxiety or trauma if it can be healed at all. So take it from me, who has spent over a year in therapy, where it literally was my full-time job. I went twice a week. It was a lot of work. It was exhausting. And this is what I have always believed, that it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy. You got to do that work. You got to want it, blah, 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 blah. Until I experienced it myself, how quickly something can be healed and how anxiety can be turned off. And then I've seen in sessions over and over and over where people with lifelong traumas with debilitating symptoms are completely fine after just one session. And I've facilitated sessions over and over again where moms say things like, "Wow, that's been a heavy weight over my whole entire life." And suddenly it's gone. And wow, I'm so relieved that's finished. That's over. It feels so good. Let me explain how this works because I know it can be super confusing. You're like, "Megan, this doesn't make any sense. How is this even possible? I don't get it." So, rapid resolution therapy is done through both conscious and subconscious communication. So, with anxiety, let's think that as humans, with our subconscious mind, we have this scanner that's kind of like going around constantly scanning for danger and threat. And this part of subconscious mind, this mind's number one prime directive is to keep you safe and alive. So that's all it really cares about. It cares about keeping you alive. It looks for threats and danger. And this is an automatic and a part of our defense mechanism. So this is a part of our brain build of it's constantly scanning for danger and it's going to do whatever it can to keep you safe. And that means causing fear for threats, which in turn becomes anxiety when we're humans and it's a malfunction of us. So when mind, so let's think of this mind as part of the subconscious, it perceives a threat. So it sends all sorts of signals in your body to make you stronger so you can run really fast from the threat. Let's think of, say you're going to run from a lion. This is where it's like, okay, we got to get your legs really strong so you can run really fast. It's trying to protect you. And anything can be read as a threat. Even something as simple as, did I say the wrong thing? Or, whoops, I put that recycling in the garbage instead of the recycling. If we're thinking something is wrong or we messed up, it's read by mind as you're going to die and I need to protect you. So it doesn't matter what the threat is, if it's being, it could be a real threat, it could be a perceived threat. But mind is reading it as you're going to die and I need to protect you. So what it does automatically is it makes you stronger so you can run really fast. And this is kind of useless because when's the last time you've had to run really fast from a threat? And if there is something that you need to run really fast from, you aren't really concerned about how fast your heart is beating. You aren't really concerned about how many, thoughts are racing through your mind. So it's really, really a useless response to a threat. So while other methods try to deal with anxiety where it's presenting, so deal with anxiety through like, okay, let's change your thoughts. Let's calm the thoughts down, or trying to calm your body after your nervous system is triggered. It's like that's where most people are trying to deal with it. And that's why it's so much work. And that's why it takes so long. And that's why it's like, okay, this isn't even working because it's like constantly just dealing with it after it's already happening. So what we do is we go to where the anxiety is starting from where the subconscious mind is reading something as a threat in the first place. And then we communicate to that part of mind and let it know there is no threat. This sensation that my heart pounding, my brain getting foggy, my legs getting stronger, thoughts racing. I don't need all that because there's no threat to protect me from. So thank you. So let's think of like a weed, like a dandelion, for example. And most other methods that have taken so long and so many years, again, if they're even fully effective at all, or because they're trying to deal with anxiety at the wrong spot, they're picking the dandelion top off. So, they're like, oh, here, let's deal with the thoughts. Oh, here, let's deal with the pressure in your chest. So they deal with that, they deal with that. But the place where the dandelion is growing from is still always there. So it keeps coming back. So this is where managing anxiety comes in. You're constantly managing anxiety over and over, right? Keep picking the dandelion top off over and over. What if instead we go to the root of the dandelion and then we pick out the root and then the dandelion's gone? There's no need to keep taking the dandelion top off because there's no way for it to come back again. And so this is why it's so quick and it doesn't take years and years like other methods because we're not managing it anymore. We're just picking the root out. And then it's gone, which is so incredible. Here's why it's not painful or a lot of work. When you're working with the mind and you're working with the way the mind functions and processes information, instead of going against it and trying to like trick it or trying to like manage it, if you work with the mind and understand the way the mind is working, it's actually very quick and easy. Your mind wants to work with you. Your mind is trying to protect you. Your mind is beautiful and amazing. And it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And when you understand how it's functioning and how it works, it gets a lot easier to get things done. It's not actually so complicated once you understand how the mind works. Something so huge and big like anxiety and trauma, it's actually a good thing that it's so complicated because complicated things are actually easy to disassemble. Think of a grandfather clock. We only need to take out one gear and the whole thing stops working. Once a complicated system, it suddenly becomes a giant paperweight. When we interrupt the anxiety system, even at just a small space, even if we just took out one gear of the anxiety, the whole system of anxiety is just stopped. So then anxiety stops happening. So what about trauma? So I've kind of been talking about anxiety and talking about trauma. Let's think of trauma. This comes from when data comes into the mind. So mind is reading data, information that one might consider disturbing. And so this picture, this image, this word, this experience is disturbing and it gets blown up inside of the mind. So it becomes this picture or this experience, this word. So it can't go through its normal process of going into like the storage bank of memory. So normally data comes in, it goes through this little tube and it goes into memory bank. But when something gets blown up, it becomes like this giant marshmallow that's sticky and stuck there and it can't go through. So it's not a matter of like what a lot of people say, oh, they're just living in the past. They can't get over it. They can't let go. They can't move on. It's not a matter of that because when somebody has a memory that's kind of blown up in their brain or enlarged, their mind is constantly reading this memory as if it's happening now. And so it's not a matter of how hard they try. Mind will keep reading it as happening until that image gets cleared and it can finally go into memory. So mind knows it's no longer happening. So it's like this picture got frozen within mind. And once we thaw that picture, it's like, whoo, movement. It's no longer stuck there. This process is so easy and it's not difficult because we don't relive the past. We don't go through and relive the most horrific memories in your life that you've ever experienced. A lot of times people are laughing. And when I do this of kind of clearing traumas, so often people are like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. It feels so good to be free of that, to like realize that's not happening anymore. And like my mind got it and it's done, it's finished, it's over. And when we use stories and metaphors that are related to what's going on, but they're not the same as the issue they're dealing with, the moms I work with, they don't get triggered or relate too much of it in their own situation, but their subconscious mind is taking notes and their subconscious mind is understanding so that it automatically applies it to the situations in your life. So I want to share a story about a mom that, I'm working with and worked with where we cleared trauma without talking about the thing that was traumatic. So a lot of times people come to me and be like, well, Megan, don't you have to feel it really deeply and relive it and like really go through and experience that moment again and again and again? And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't have to relive this worst nightmare that you've ever had in your life. So I had a mom that we did this process I do where we're clear memories. And she had a very, very traumatic experience that kept coming up in her life. She could hardly even talk about it. And I was like, okay, well, we're not touching that. We're not going near that. We're not even going to talk about it. But she had kept having flashbacks of this memory and she kept reliving it over and over and over. So when we did this clearing, I said, we're not ta talking about that memory. So we're going to go back to different ones. So we cleared other memories. We cleared other experiences. And then I noticed in the next session that she wasn't bringing that up again. So I asked her, hey, how's that been? And she's like, oh, yeah, that doesn't even come up for me anymore. I don't even think about that. Like, it's not even a concern. And you know what? I don't think she realized how amazing that is, how we did not even talk about the trauma. We did not talk about her experience. I did not make her relive that. And because we cleared other experiences, the mind automatically got it that that is no longer happening too. And so she got free of reliving that traumatic situation without talking or reliving that situation herself. And so that is something that's incredible, and I want to point that out is it does happen and it is amazing. And most people will not experience this because they don't use rapid resolution therapy. They use things where they make you relive this experience deeply and over again. So, myth number two. I've never found anything to help before, and my anxiety and trauma feel too big and complicated, and I'm just broken. If you're feeling this way, you're what I would consider normal. This is a normal way to feel. It's no wonder because the way our minds are created with primal instincts and then combined with the ability to think and make meaning of things, it can get complicated. But do you think a deer running from a mountain lion is concerned if its thoughts are racing too much or why its heart is pounding? So we have this experience of our defense mechanism, and animals don't get this. Animals don't have anxiety. They don't have trauma. They don't Animals in the wild do not experience trauma. So I want to share a story of a client that I worked with just recently. She was one of this doctor's most difficult patients. He was like, "I'm going to give you the most difficult client who has had anxiety for years." And she told me she's tried everything. She has been in, she had gone since August to the hospital 5 times for panic attacks. And a few years prior, she went 25 times in 1 year. So anxiety was making her unable to function, unable to drive, unable to do anything. Her health was declining. And she was like, I like basically have no hope. I could see it in her eyes when we were talking, and she was sharing with me that her eyes were very hopeless. She was very dejected. She felt so like trapped and stuck. And as I started explaining all this stuff to her and talking to her and working through with her, it's like her eyes shifted and her eyes started to twinkle. And she realized that this isn't actually too big or too complicated, and it's super, super simple. Instead of it being this huge thing of story and meaning, it's like comes down to the basic knowledge that mind is trying to protect you and trying to keep you safe from threat. And so that's a very, very basic of it. But after working with this mom for just a little while, her eyes twinkled, her whole body changed, and she was like, everything shifted. And she's like, I need to work with you again. That was incredible. That was amazing. I can't believe how much better I feel. So let's talk about myth number three. A lot of people come to me and they're just looking for another coping mechanism. And I might say, well, once you work with me, you don't need another coping mechanism. Or I might explain how anxiety works and how it functions. And they're like, okay, but give me a coping mechanism. I was hoping to get the best coping mechanism, the best method to cope with anxiety. And I know it seems impossible and crazy. And I know I sound like an oddball for saying this, but once you've cleared anxiety where it's coming from, you no longer need a coping mechanism. Looking for a coping mechanism implies that anxiety cannot be healed or cured, but it's just something you need to continue to deal with the rest of your life. But this just isn't true. Anxiety is a misfire in our natural defense mechanism, and it can be turned off. So, another way to think about this, other than the dandelion earlier, where we're pulling up anxiety by the root, is there's a place in mind, in the subconscious, that's scanning to protect from danger all the time. And as it sees danger, as it sees a threat, it sends out signals that are designed to make you stronger and to protect you. But they're actually useless in our daily life today. So then, when we can finally communicate to that part of mind that is starting this cycle, so starting the anxiety signals. So if we go to here, that's place in mind that's starting those signals, and we let it know, hey, I'm actually safe. I don't need your protection. There is no threat. And even if there was a threat, it's useless protection to feel lightheaded, a whirly stomach, and strong legs. I'd rather be focused, clear, be able to make decisions quickly, easily, effectively. I can see clearly what needs to happen. So communicating to that part of mind, hey, thank you, but this is no longer needed. So I just want to be clear. All the coping mechanisms that I've learned and taught are actually still amazing tools, and they can feel good to use. And they are amazing, but for anxiety, they're not needed because anxiety doesn't show up. Once you turn it off, there's no need for it with anxiety. Instead, you're more focused, more clear, more engaged, more interested because anxiety is not stealing from you anymore. So if you're still thinking, but I came here, Megan, for a coping tool, give me the best coping tool you have. I still haven't explained myself good enough. Let me say it again. Once you clear anxiety at the root level, you no longer need a coping mechanism because anxiety no longer happens. When you have these beliefs, it's too hard, it's too complicated, it's too much work, it's too painful, it's impossible, it's not going to work for me, those kind of things, do you know what's going to happen? You don't even try. And then guess what happens? Then it is too hard. It is too complicated. It is too much work. It is too painful. It is impossible. And it's not going to work for you. And then you stay stuck in the cycle of anxiety. So, again, these three myths are keeping you from getting rid of anxiety for good. It takes a long time and it has to be a lot of painful work and energy. If it can be healed at all, my anxiety is too big, too complicated, and such a huge issue. And I've never found anything before that helped a lot. So why would this help? And I just need another coping mechanism. Just give me the best coping mechanism. So I'm not sure why you showed up today. Maybe you're just darn tired and exhausted of living with anxiety. Or maybe you have other presenting issues that you wonder if anxiety is underneath, like sleep issues, health issues, relationship issues, whatever that may be. Maybe you've heard others share their stories with this work that I've been doing with rapid resolution therapy and anxiety, or you heard me share other people's experiences and you wonder if it could work for you. So, rapid resolution therapy is incredible. And it works. It's the best thing I've ever seen and experienced. And I promise I've tried everything. I've tried a lot of things. I believe that if you've been on this call up until this point and have been dealing with anxiety or trauma, that this can be a game changer for you in your life and your situation. And this is something you can change and get started on right now from this point forward. So please remember that this is not fluff. It's not theory or something that might work. This works, and there's science and logic behind it. And this is exactly what I did to go from experiencing anxiety on a daily basis to and feeling super, super exhausted from it and like kind of hopeless that it'll never go away to having no anxiety. And if sensations come up, I know what to do with them immediately and how to calm them down. At this point, I've helped nearly 100 moms be way less anxious and even no anxiety at all, and clear lifelong traumas in just a single session. And it doesn't matter if your anxiety or traumas are huge or lifelong, or you are so tired and don't want to do a lot of work, because the work is my job, and you just get to show up to the call. It's all about taking just one single step right now. Let's talk about some of the big benefits of clearing anxiety and trauma for good. So, when you clear it for good, you have more energy because your nervous system is no longer in fight or flight trying to protect you. You have more connection with your kids and your spouse because there's room for conversation and love when the stress and overwhelm are gone. Am I right? You're like, if only I could be less stressed, if only I could be less overwhelmed, then I could be more connected. And it's like, yeah, that's true. So let's get rid of that stress and overwhelm. You would have more health because when your body comes out of fight or flight, it can start to automatically repair, rest, and heal. These are things that are biologically impossible when it's in fight or flight. You can feel more like yourself again and be able to show up as the mom, wife, and friend that you want to be because anxiety is no longer keeping you in chains and stressed out. So, if there's one thing to take away from today's call, that this kind of feels like magic because it works so well, but it's not magic. And it works for anyone who has a human brain. It's actually like a logical process, it makes sense, and it's a very easy, light, and fun process that you can experience to get rid of anxiety for good. And that works for a variety of experiences and reasons, as proven by myself and my clients. How much white space and time will you have back in your life if you're no longer dealing with anxiety and trauma that has taken so much from you, so much time from you, so much energy from you? So the obvious question you might be asking, okay, how can I do this? How can I actually go about getting rid of anxiety for good? And you have a choice in this moment. You can do it through the ways you've been trying that haven't been working to get rid of it for good. Maybe years of therapy, medication, coping tools, all those kind of things. And you can take what you learned from today's call to get you started. Or you can do it quickly, easily, and without having to try figure it out on your own by scheduling two sessions with me and get rid of your anxiety for good. So what is Get Rid of Anxiety for Good? I help anxious moms get rid of anxiety for good in just two sessions. We do this through conscious and subconscious communication, so this happens automatically, instantly, and continues to shift and change over time. If you want to be less stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, then this is the quickest and most painless way to go about that. So imagine, let's think about it. What would it be like to focus and get things done in your day where you can like see all the things you need to do and you don't get overwhelmed? You're just like, okay, I do this thing, I do this thing, I do this thing. What would it be like to not have anxiety anymore? Maybe you're like, I don't even know. I've only ever known anxiety. So what would it be like? But like, have more space in your mind and feel more calm in your body. And because of that, you're more engaged, you're more interested in other people. You notice the things that used to make you anxious and you just realize that they no longer affect you. What would it be like to have all the energy that's been spent in anxiety and trauma, have all that energy back and be able to use it for other things? What would it be like to be calm, engaged, and connected with others? And to feel like you again. So, how much will it cost? Let's talk about how it's already been costing you in your daily life with energy, time, health, and relationships, right? You already know that. That's why you're here. And maybe you've been spending money for therapy, medication, coping mechanisms that keep you managing anxiety on a daily basis. And so this is like something that's never ending. It's something you're going to deal with the rest of your life. And you can keep doing that if you want. Or you can just get rid of anxiety in just two sessions for $297. And the price is going up to $497 January 1st. Because if you think about how big this has been, how much it's been affecting you, $297 is like a drop in the bucket for what you've been spending and time, energy, effort, and all of the things I said before, to get rid of anxiety. Like, seriously, get rid of it for good. I know it's scary to invest in yourself, especially if you've tried a lot of things and you're like, is this going to work for me? I mean, it sounds amazing, but I don't even fully understand it yet. And all these things that might be coming up for you. So I have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Most people do not do this. Have you noticed that your therapist doesn't guarantee their sessions with you because it's they think it's up to you to do the work? But it's kind of like if I were to go to the barber to get my hair cut, and I'm like, and the stylist is like, "Hey, here's the scissors. I'm just going to tell you how to do it." But what I do is I get it done for you, and so. If you don't notice a significant difference in your anxiety or trauma after our two sessions together, I will completely refund you. This is because I so believe so deeply it will work, and it's my job to get this done for you. So there's no risk for you. So here's a few stories I want to share. One mom says, I requested an RRT session with Megan to clear anxiety and negative connotations with the word that I associate with several traumatic events in my life. Previously, I avoided saying the word and spent lots of energy trying to detach myself from it. It was a mental workout for such a simple word. Since my session, the word slides into conversation easily, and I don't get panicky anymore. More often, I catch myself afterwards thinking, wow, I just said it. And to think that 1 hour of RRT eliminated probably hours of anxiety. While I don't spend much time in regret, doing the session sooner would have been even better. The RRT session is the most light, expansive, and creative form of therapy I've experienced. It uses powerful symbolism to retrain non-productive brain pathways to heal trauma and triggers. Instead of spending time recalling or analyzing painful pasts, it's more about understanding how your brain works on default and training it to work more in your favor. It's kind of like debugging a computer, if you will. I would recommend this form of therapy to anyone frustrated with pieces of their past and wanting to feel lightness and hope instead. So let me share another story. Another mom says, I would describe the RRT sessions with Megan as a safe place where I have felt both seen and met with care and compassion. They have given me new insights and ways of understanding anxiety and how the brain works that makes a lot of sense to me. The most amazing thing to me is how the stories and exercises in RRT intuitively resonate with me and how they've affected me. I have experienced the surfacing and releasing of emotion that I so needed to feel and the incredible calm in my mind and body afterwards. And I've also experienced how things have shifted beyond my rational thinking and control and keep shifting. Hey, so if you're curious, if you're interested, if you have anxiety or trauma and you are finally ready to do something about it and really want to chat and see if what I do could help you, kind of see where you're at, if you have anxiety, if you have trauma, maybe you're wondering, maybe you know, let's chat. And you can go to meganhillica.com and schedule a free 20-minute session, and I'm happy to chat with you and see if what I do can help you, and let's make a difference for you. So go to meganhillica.com, schedule your free 20-minute consultation with me where we can see, and take care. Bye-bye. If you like this podcast and have found it helpful, I want to invite you to come check out Grieving Moms Haven. This is my monthly community for grieving moms, where you can learn positive coping mechanisms, find a safe space with others who understand, and learn lifelong skills that support you as you learn how to carry this weight of grief in your life. There are group coaching calls where we do guided meditations, tapping meditations, breath work, and just talk, knowing that everyone in the group is also walking the path of child loss. You can come check out Grieving Moms Haven at www.grievingmomshaven.com.